Episode 2. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? In case you missed episode 1, read it here. Agatha comes home early one afternoon and walking into her living room, she feels something quite unusual about the ambience. An empty bottle of Baron and two used wine glasses litter the floor and the sofa appears rumpled. It is a scene well detailed. You are certain, something, just happened in there. More so, the silence of a house with just a man and a young woman with tempting, nasty lips, and curvy hips is like no other silence. So, possible scenarios of all sorts sweep into Agatha's reasoning frame, especially regarding her matrimonial bed. Do not miss. How, B-O-O-I-S-H, is that guy you call your boo? Suddenly, like a wounded soldier who has 5 seconds to get away from a timed bomb, Agatha takes to the stairs with the speed of a cheetah, hoping to unravel a mystery while flinging her car keys into the waste bin unknowingly. Her heels hit hard on the floor tiles, churning out loud knocks like those of a tornado nail being hit by a carpenter's cruel hammer. She rams into the door that leads to her bedroom, turns the doorknob and bang. There, alone in the room, is Ebong. She is picking the dirty clothes due for washing and her boss's sudden emergence has just scared her out of her skin. Agatha looked around silently and deliberately would not respond to the young lady's greetings. She looks into the closet, into the wardrobe, everywhere possible but finds nothing. Then she looks out the window that looks down to her daughter's playground. Sharon was playing, her pet dog, Sweden, next to her. Besides the two best friends, is her husband reading a tabloid. She runs her eyes all over the playground for anything unusual. Her eyes pick on a ladder resting on the wall by the window. What is the ladder doing by the window? Did Eddie get out of the room using the ladder? Why is the bed ruffled and the pillows, not the way she placed them before leaving for work in the morning? And who used the wine glasses? The questions keep coming in droves until Ebong's voice interrupts her thoughts. Auntie, how was work today? Agatha looked toward her coldly and blasted, get out. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? Continue reading next week. Meanwhile, please share your thoughts by leaving a comment.